And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 2nd of September, 2016. It's the birthday of the man who wrote the poem about the gingham dog and the calico cat who side by side on the table sat. That was Eugene Field, born St. Louis, 1850. He became a reporter for the St. Louis Evening Journal, worked for papers in Kansas City and Denver as well, went up to Chicago, worked for the Chicago Daily News, which offered him a column. He called it Sharps and Flats. And he also published light verse, especially for children. One of his early poems was Little Boy Blue, about a group of toys waiting for their owner, a toddler who had died. He wrote Winkin', Blinkin', and Nod one night, sailed off in a wooden shoe, sailed on a river of crystal light into a sea of dew. Where are you going and what do you wish? The old moon asked the three. We have come to fish for the herring fish that live in this beautiful sea. Nets of silver and gold have we, said Winkin', Blinkin', and Nod. 1901, Vice President Teddy Roosevelt came to the Minnesota State Fair, and in a speech before several thousand people, he used the phrase, America must speak softly but carry a big stick. And it's the birthday of a hard luck novelist and journalist, Joseph Roth, born in Ukraine, 1894. He was a journalist after the end of the First World War, covering riots and assassinations, political uprisings all over Europe in the 20s and 30s, living in hotels for years on end, wrote his novels sitting in cafes in between newspaper deadlines. His one big hit novel, 1930, was Job, a retelling of the biblical story, and then set out to write a big ambitious book called The Radetzky March, 1932, a historical novel about the fall of the Austro-Hungarian Empire. It came out at a bad time. Hitler had just come to power in Germany. Roth had to flee the country. The Nazis burned his books. He spent his last years in Paris, living in poverty. He was alcoholic, died poor in 1939, unknown. It's only been in the last 10 years that all of his work has been translated into English. Here's a poem for today by Mark Strand. Oh, you can make fun of the splendors of moonlight, but what would the human heart be if it wanted only the dark, wanted nothing on earth but the sea's ink or the rock's black shade? On a summer night, to launch yourself into the silver emptiness of air and look over the pale fields at rest under the sullen stare of the moon, and to linger in the depths of your vision and wonder how in this whiteness what you love is past grief, and how in the long valley of your looking hope grows, and there under the distant barely perceptible fire of all the stars to feel yourself wake into change, as if your change were immense and figured into the heavens' longing, and yet all you want is to rise out of the shade of yourself into the cooling blaze of a summer night when the moon shines and the earth itself is covered and silent in the stoniness of its sleep. A poem by Mark Strand from his new selected poems, published by Knopf and used by permission here in the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. And by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.